We welcome each of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, I want to read a couple of verses of Scripture from Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Now here we have an expression of worship. A man comes to worship the Lord and bring his gift to the Lord. And whenever he gets there, he remembers that there's a problem that he has with another brother. Maybe that brother has a problem with him or whatever, and he remembers that. And he goes and he says, I will leave my gift here, and I'm going to go and I'm going to get things right with them. And then it says to come back and offer thy gift. In other words, finish the worship. There's something that needs to be taken care of. I wonder how many times there are things that are in our lives that are not right with other brothers and sisters in Christ, and we still come week after week worshiping, we bring our gifts to the Lord, and we never get those things ironed out, we never get those things right. I think it's important for us to realize that God desires for us to get that matter corrected so that we can properly worship Him. It's something that's misplaced in our life. I remember hearing the story about a man, a pastor, that borrowed one of his neighbor's air pumps, one of the old-timey pumps, you know, that they used to use to pump up bicycle tires. They used to have them on the old Model Ts that came with them so you could pump up, you know. He borrowed it and he broke it. And so he said, it's just an old piece of junk Model T pump. And he took it back, put it back in the guy's shed and left it. Never told him that he did it. He said he was at church, and he said he was putting his money in the offering plate. His standard procedure was to go put it in the offering plate whenever the offering plates would be returned by the ushers or whatever. He would put his gift in there. And he said, all I could see when I put my money in there was that old pump. And he said, he went back to his seat, and he thought for just a moment, said, why did that come to mind? He said, the whole service that he preached, all he could see was that pump sitting over in that man's shed. And so he got home and he said, I've got to make that right. I broke that man's pump. I've got to make it right. So he went down to the store and he bought the pump and he went over to his neighbor and said, listen, he said, I broke your pump. And I wanted to replace it by now. He said, oh, don't worry about it. That thing's been broken for years. And he said, but you know what? He said, I gave it to him anyway because I had to make that right. I used it, I thought I broke it, and I went and stuck it back in his shed pretending like I had not and said the problem was with me. The problem was with me. There are so many things like that, folks, that we let slide. All right? We let them slide, but God won't. God wants us to make sure that our relationship with another brother or sister in Christ is good, is right. If you borrow something and break it, make it right. Don't try to pretend that it, you know, I don't know what happened to it. You know, one minute it was working and the other minute it was broke. You know, wasn't my fault. Well, you know, if you borrow something and break it, I was always taught this growing up. If you borrow something and you break it, then you replace it with something better. You fix it. You make it something better. Now, if you fix it, don't make it where it breaks the next time that they use it to try to get them back. All right? You know, one of those folding shovels that you fix, quote unquote. We need to make it right. And God says here, when you bring your gift to the altar, you've come before God to worship Him, and you realize that there's a problem, then you need to go get that fixed. That's effective worship of God. That's genuine worship of God. And I think we need to examine ourselves to see, you know, are things right with the folks that we love and worship with? Is there something that I've done that I need to make right? Or there's a situation that's been going on for a long time and we just need to get things ironed out. We need to get things cleared up so that we can both worship God without any kind of hindrances. That's what God desires. That's what He wants from His people. That's what makes worship meaningful. It's no longer pretense. Now it's genuine. It's real. May God help us to worship Him with that kind of spirit and attitude.